Praise God. Amen. Tonight I want us to rise up as we pray before we go into God's word. Hallelujah. Like Brother Toby said, I know that we've had a hectic day, but we won't stop praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song.
You say, as you say in my ears,
oh, hallelujah. Declare with your mouth, that's what my song. My testimony shall come. That's what my song. Oh, with my mouth I'll testify. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I have to say. That's what will come out of my mouth. It will be glory to glory to glory. That's what I have to say. More and more and more and more and more and more and more of testimony, testimony. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Glory to glory, glory.
Rivers of living water, joy uncontrollably. Oh, as we dwell always perpetually in your presence, being in a state of being filled with your presence. Glory, glory to you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Briefly tonight. Oh, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. He says, rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember a number of services when Pastor Muyiwa has just come up and then he's ready to teach God's word, but when he comes up, it will just be worship. It will just be singing. All children are like, hallelujah. I understand that the Bible says we are drunk, we are filled with the Spirit of God. But I say, this man wants to teach. Yes, I'm ready with my note and my paper. And then it will be, see, because there are dimensions in the spirit. Hallelujah. And then we will get into sometimes starts with worship and then he bursts into praise, and then before you know it, people are being slain. People are just, God is just, there's just the move of God everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, because there's a place for teaching. There's a place also for manifestation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. You think when this was written in the scriptures, God did not know that there will be fierce scarcity. You think when this was written in scriptures, God did not know that there are times that we will face perpetual challenges, that we will be wondering that, what is happening in the nation? Hallelujah. But he said, rejoice when? He said, always. Rejoice in the Lord, what? Always. What's always? Always is always. All the time. Non-stop. Non-stop. Perpetually. Non-stop. Consistently. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you're faced with. Rejoice always. Hallelujah. And I have come to rejoice. Hey. I have come to rejoice. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Hey. Sharadado, Sharamandia. Hallelujah. Iwomako. Hallelujah. Iwolorumi. Oi, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. And then, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. First, hold that there on your left hand. I got it to Pastor Muyiwa so that you don't use it to eat ever. Okay. Psalm, let me read for you Psalm 118. Hold that First Thessalonians there. Psalm 118, verse 24. It said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Look at what it says. It said what? Rejoice always. Hallelujah. Amen. I know somebody's saying in his mind or her mind that the things that are happening now does not call for rejoicing. Don't say that. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice always. Why should we rejoice? Because our God is good. Amen. He said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Reflections on the word can make you burst on your inside with rejoicing. Reflections on the word. Reflections on the word. Reflection on the word. Reflection on the word of God can make you burst forth, break forth with singing, with rejoicing. Hallelujah. I remember, was it this Sunday or Upper Sunday? I think this Sunday or the Upper Sunday when Mrs. D was singing. And then, before then, her voice, I don't know what happened, like she has lost her voice. And then when she came up, it was Upper Sunday, right? And then when she came up, and then I think that was when she took one high pitch like that. I don't know what happened. I just turned and I saw this, the way she just, her expression was like, even me, I was wondering that she touched that note and she didn't go blank. And I'm like, wow. And in fact, after the service, I was asking, I said, what happened? That's it. When you are rejoicing, there are things, you find yourself doing things that you unimaginably would not ordinarily do. Some places, sometimes even in your workplace or whatever, people are just like, what's happening today? What's this? What's happening? There's something. Maybe you even woke up with a song. You are just singing the song. You're just singing the song. You don't even plan it, but you're just singing the song. Hallelujah. I remember a few days ago, was it 2 days ago? I was singing, what's that our family song again? You are welcome. So bad singing. My children are like, in the house. I said, here now. no, it wasn't you are welcome. The family song. Love in every language. I was just singing it because love was just the thing in my heart. And it was just, that song was just, you know. But it ministered to me. Hallelujah. When he says rejoice always, there's a reason why he says rejoice. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It comes from the place of rejoicing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when you are rejoicing, it's not a thing of abnormality. No. It's good. You are in line. There's nothing wrong with you. You are fine. Perfectly fine. Because even your father your Father in heaven rejoices also. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke 6. Let's see Luke chapter 6 quickly. Luke 6:23. Ah. He said, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophet. So Jesus was even explaining about how even fathers of old were also persecuted and all that. So he's encouraging the people of now, say, rejoice, so it will happen to you. They lambast them and all that. But it was the same thing. Say, so if it happened to them, it will happen to you. So rejoice. Choose to rejoice. Even in the face of calamity, choose to rejoice. Just choose to rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. And one of the reasons why, like I said earlier on, one of the reasons why you must rejoice is because even your father too rejoices. Or you don't know. The Bible says, he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. And I was wondering, I was just trying to imagine it. Just imagine God laughing. Hallelujah. I choose to laugh. Amen. Psalm chapter 2. Give me Psalm 2, 2, 4. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 2, verse 4. It says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Hallelujah. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Hallelujah. Sometimes you look at some situations and there's a thing. No, you are coming out of the house and then you want to close the door and something happened and then the handle just got broken and then you are coming out and you kick your leg and say, they follow me. No. When you go, just laugh. There's a way you laugh at the devil and he just feels so stupid. Laugh, just rejoice. Say, no, I'm in charge here. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, 22. We'll take that from the message. Isaiah 40, 22. Hey. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. He said, God sits high above the round ball of earth. The people look like mere ants. I think it's the old King James that says, and men are like grasshoppers. The people look like mere ants. He stretches out the skies like a canvas. Yes, like a tent canvas to live under. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, God sits high above the round ball of earth. The same way he describes in Psalm 2, 4 that we looked earlier on, when he said, he will sit in the heaven. Who is he talking about? God. God Almighty. He said, shall laugh. Hallelujah. So you just look at some situation. You laugh at the devil. Laugh him to scorn. Because whatever it is, he's orchestrating and all that, it's mere stupidity. It's not going to come near you. And Jesus has promised that they will never come near. Let them plan all they can. It will never come near you because he will keep you. The one who keeps watch over you, neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them plan all they can, all they want. Psalm 113. Hallelujah. Ola maha navada do shata prana masi kadis. Psalm 113. Hallelujah. Say, praise the Lord, praise O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Verse 2, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. These are scriptures that you can use to put when you want to laugh and pray. You are just praying it and praying it. Yes, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until it's going down, the Lord's name is to be praised next. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Oh, who is like unto thee? Oh, who is like the Lord, our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. Another version said, out of the dunghill. Yes, it said that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. 9. He says, he grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So even the things that had not yet happened for you, when you praise him, imagine just reading Psalm 113, verse 1 to 9. You're just praying and worshiping and praying, you know, and using it to pray, walk around, pace around and pray, rejoicing and shouting and praying and praying and praising him. What are you doing? You're also lifting up yourself. You're lifting up yourself. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. And then, he didn't only say that he who sits in heaven will laugh. He also told us in the scriptures that we have also been raised to sit with him in the heavenly places. I hope you know that. He said, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. He said, we have been raised up to reign with him, to sit with him in heavenly places. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. He said, this was where he said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable. Open Ephesians 2:10. So when he says, if in this life we have hope only here, then we are for men most, another version will use the word, most miserable. Because our hope is not all about here. It's not all about earth. We have a place. Hallelujah. A place. We are seated in heavenly places with him. So we are not earthly minded. We are not pursuing material things because we are conscious of who we are, where we are from, and whence we're going. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Yes, then go for that. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, yes, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. We have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John 2, 5 and 6. We have been brought near. Near who? Near Christ. We'll be brought to sit with him. Hallelujah. 1 John 2, 5 and 6. He said, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Just as he walked. So we do the things that Christ does. Hallelujah. Not walking in our mind, not walking in the flesh, not doing the things, the details of the world, but walking in the spirit, doing his will, walking according as he walked. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, 19. Okay. We stopped at Ephesians 2, 6 just now. Let's see 7. Let me see what 7 said. 7. Okay. He said, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see Ephesians 1, 18 to 22 also. Ephesians 1, 18 to 22. It said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, yes, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. 21, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the ages, but also in that which is to come. 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. To the church. And then he went on to say, which is the body of Christ. So if we are in the body of Christ, which is the church, and he made Christ the head, He said, go back to that place now. He said, which is the body, eh? The fullness of him who fills all in all. Now, the two verses before this. He said, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come next. He said, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Hallelujah. The church is Christ's body. And if we are in Christ and all things are under his feet, all things are under what? Our feet also. Amen. Amen. He overcame for us. Don't forget. He overcame for us. The Bible says he became sin, that we will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So there's a position, there's a place where he has positioned us. And that means we have dominion. We have this same power. He said, Lord, I give unto you power. Hallelujah. So we cannot begin to live like we are afraid. Hey, they say, they make an announcement and you are scared. You are the first to shout. They say, No. You know who you are. Hallelujah. You are seated in the heavenly places. Forget the fact that people are just seeing you. Yes, we are in the earth, but we don't operate the world's way. We know who we are. Hallelujah. We are kingdom beings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are filled with all fullness. Ephesians 5. We are filled with all fullness. The fullness of God. The fullness of God. The fullness of God. So we are spiritual beings, supernatural beings. We are filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 5, 17 to 20. Let's see that quickly. It said, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation. Another version says, which is excess. But be filled with the Spirit. Man, I think it's Setman that was explaining. He said, be being filled. He said, be in a state of being filled. What it means is that be in a state of perpetually, steadily, consistently, in a state of being filled with the fullness. Never getting out of that state of being filled. He says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. 20, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that I should be in a state of being drunk all the time with the Spirit, when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, or always in the state of being filled, being filled, being filled. Drunken man, not the fear, say, is the ant for grand. Because enough they see the ant, because he's in a state of another world. Hallelujah. So what he's saying is that when you are in a state of being filled, you are elevated. Oh, maybe you don't understand. I was drunk once when I was young, very young. I think I was in secondary school. So my dad had a guest, and my uncles came and all that. So there were drinks on the table, different kinds of drinks. I still remember the name of one. That one that's like coconut something. Calypso. Uh-huh. There's Napoleon, there's Calypso. Fine names like that. So I look at that one. That one looks like fruit. That Calypso one, like, that's something like pineapple something. And I carried it and I just guzzled it in. So when my father came back, I looked at this thing. Did he touch this thing? I said, no. So you know what he did? He came and drew a line, like from here to that door. And he said, okay, stand here. Walk to the end of that door. He drew a line. He said, and don't go out of the line. You know, when you are drunk, I noticed that that's when you want to put up your sharpest behavior. So people will never notice. And then I stood there and I was, in my mind's eye, the line was straight. Even me, myself, my steps were straight. But I had gone off the distance. Until I hear, goes. I looked. In my eyes, I am on the line. But I've gone off. So I know what it means. When people are high, they are in a different world entirely. They are in a different world. When you want to help, they say, no, don't worry, I'm okay. I'm seeing you. I have two head. They will tell you things that will be wondering. You'll be wondering. I'm seeing you. Is it not blue shirt you are wearing? I mean, why is pink shirt you are wearing? They tell you all manner of things. They try to make you feel. They say they can even drive. You see, they say, no, I can take care of myself. I'm fine. I'm very, very fine. I'm okay. Hallelujah. So when you are in a state of being filled, that's why I use the word, say, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, anticipation, misbehavior, and all that. Say, be filled with the Spirit. That means there must be something synonymous with being drunk. Being drunk, of course, is being drunk. When you say being drunk with the Spirit, be drunk with the Spirit. That means you can get to a state where you have been filled with the Spirit to the point where you are not moved by things that would ordinarily move you if you were not filled with the Spirit. Did you catch that? If you were not filled with the Spirit, there are things that would disturb you. Worries, anxiety, no money, and so many things. Yes, it's normal because you are in your natural state. But when you are filled, even when the pocket is empty, you're telling yourself that, Lord, I thank you because my banks are full. Thank you because my pocket is loaded. Hallelujah. And as you step out, you begin to see things happen. People say, how you did one? I beg, will it be your connect? I beg, cut soap for me. It's because you are drunk in the Spirit. It's because you are operating from the supernatural. You are not operating from the natural. Hallelujah. Because your natural sense will always remind you, but remember, only one small yam remain for house. So with that being so, enough to reach one cup. Your natural mind will be knocking your head and telling you how broke you are, how your pocket is leaking and all that. But when you are drunk, when you are high, a drunkard will tell you that, a drunk man will tell, I obey everybody's flight here. Because it's not normal. That's how he wants us to be. Because if you operate with the natural sense, you will be reminded that the last alert that you receive, the transport was remaining there, will not take you from here to Ojota. But when you are in a state of being filled, you know that your Father owns the earth. And the Bible says that the cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to you. Hallelujah. So you will operate in such a manner that you are not worried that where the next meal is coming from. Hallelujah. Because according to what Mrs. Sajiri read when we were praying, he said if he takes care of millions of sparrows, he will take care of us. Because the flowers of the field, even in Solomon's garden, the flowers that today they are dressed and tomorrow they are dead, they are taken care of by the Lord Almighty. Flowers know they walk. If he can so beautify those flowers that are alive today and will perish tomorrow, then how much more you that is so precious in his sight that he paid that awesome price through his son to redeem. What do you do? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. That's why he said rejoice. Why? Because you have to be in a state of recognizing that there is a God and he cares for me. He loves me. He will not let me go down. And so it's not your work. It's not yours to do because by power, you cannot prevail. But because he has made grace available, then you rejoice in it. Hallelujah. And that's why it's a gift. That's why I said no man should boast about it. That's what Paul said. He said it's a gift. This is grace at work. Hallelujah. Amen. So because grace is at work, you can rejoice in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us that Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 again. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it says rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet because we recognize the fact that we are supernatural being. And no wonder he said that nothing separates us from God as we get ready to pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Give me Romans 8, 35 as we get ready to pray. He said, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. No, Romans 8, 35, I said. Romans 8, 35 to 39. It says, who shall separate us? Yes, this is what I was looking for. Who shall separate us from the love of God, of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So you see that, not that he's ignorant that there are things that will happen. First scarcity is inside here. It was not captured, but it's here. Because it's part of tribulation. It's part of challenges. Yes. Not that he does not know that these things can happen. Go to the next verse. Look at what he said. The what shall separate us? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yes, next. He said, Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He said, even in the face of all these challenges, we are not giving up. We will smile. We will rejoice. We will sing. We will pray and praise him more. Why? Because we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. If he loved us enough, then he has provided for us enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray tonight. And what we are praying is, Lord, thank you because even in all this, we are more than conquerors. Thank you because we are winning all the way. We are winning all the way. We rejoice in you. We rejoice always. No matter what's happening, we rejoice. We lift up ourselves and we say we rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We thank you. Thank you for the finished work of grace. Thank you because we are not lacking in any way. We declare with our mouth that we have been blessed with all blessings. We have been blessed with all blessings. Come on, declare with your mouth. Oh, lamande vrene no so de ya. Kabande venekte itapakados. Li palaman shida do sadaya. And nothing separates us from you. Le palamande vrene no so de ya. Elama shida do so de ya. Not persecution, not anything, no matter the challenge. We stay glued to you. We stay glued to your word. Le palamande vrene no so de ya. We stay steadily focused on your word, laser focus on your word. Le palamani efreno so talabani veneno shadada elemonda brana mo subteina gadabo shadada. And everything about me is exceptional, Lord. Thank you for your finished work of grace. Thank you because I walk exceptionally. Helamani vreneno so they are to the glory of the Lord. Le palamani vreneno so they are and walk in that which you have provided. Le palamani vreneno so they are for you love me enough to do exceedingly abundantly that which I expect. Elamande vreno kota alamande elapata para barados le bregedi sharados lamande vrekedu sarabos le mende vreno sonde hina nanesha. Thank you, mighty God. We give you praise. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Elamaka bayana nanos elebende vreno sonde hida barados. Lekebenege de vusa tamande, li prana no sonte rimande vreneni sarados, lekebeg de gevisa kadosha, dada dea, ela prana mo somne hina mo sodehina nesha, o la banda vrana no soteana nesha dada, ye kadada dosa. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 7, he said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Verse 8, he said, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. If we died with him, we live with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We died with him. Now we reign in glory with him. That's exactly what it means. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are crushed. We are pressed. But we are not giving up. We are not dying. We are not giving up. We are not dropping the cross. We keep going. We keep marching. We keep going. We remain steadfast. We remain steadfast. No wonder Paul will say that we are renewed. Our strength is renewed day in and day out. Hallelujah. Can we just thank him some more? Father, thank you for renewed strength. 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 We are not giving up. We are not giving up on the cross. We are not giving up. We stay strong. We stay energized. We stay vitalized. We stay revived. Thank you for your spirit at work in us, causing us to be rejuvenated. Hallelujah. For we look to your face and we are strengthened and we are made strong. Glory to you. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.